Hi, this is your host, Nisa Harris, and you are listening to Shomea Ve'ona Tehillim and Other Hebrew Text Podcast, episode 125. The following is the recitation of Psalm 114, aka Perek or Mizmor Kuf Yud Dalet. After the recitation, stay tuned to hear more about this Mizmor. Psalm 114. Betzeit Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, Beit Yaakov me'am lo'ez, Hayta Yehuda l'kadsho, Yisrael mam shelotav, Hayam ra'a bayanos, Hayardein yisov Le'achor Heharim Rakdu Che'elim Giva'ot Kivnei Son Malecha Hayam Ki Tanus Hayardein Tisov Le'achor Heharim Tirkdu Le'elim Giva'ot Kivnei Son Milifnei Adon Huli Aretz Milifnei Elohai Yaakov Hahochvi Hatzur Agam Mayim Chalamish Lemaino Mayim. Psalm 114 is the second psalm in what we know as Hallel HaMitzri. There's a national idea of God's involvement where we see the nation of Israel leaving Egypt, what is described as a foreign nation, an Am Loez, in order to become a holy nation. This psalm deals with the miracle of Kriyat Yam Suf, the splitting of the Red Sea, and the reaction of nature, and seemingly derived from that, other nations' reactions to these events. Similar to the last psalm, in this mizmor, we are recognizing Hashem as the creator of the world, and what he is capable of doing, and how the nation of Israel were chosen to be his example to the world for how to create a relationship with him, the idea of monotheism, and finally caring for those low in stature, aka the slaves of Egypt here. I find it interesting that yes, these are meant to be psalms of praise to Hashem and highlight his greatness and consideration and capabilities within the minutiae of human life and in nature, changing things at his whim and will. And yet there seems to be this key idea of highlighting how low the people he helps can potentially be. In the last psalm mentioning those even discarded in the garbage, etc. And here, slaves to another nation, in where we start before leaving those places in order to go up from there. Last episode, I was looking at this psalm from one angle, where we are meant to emulate and ensure that people feel worthwhile. And yes, I still think that this is an important takeaway, but it feels like there is more here. We know where this journey ends up. The nation of Israel travel for 40 years in the desert and reach the holy promised land of Israel. End scene, cue inspirational music, roll credits, right? They made it. They went from the low of the low to the high of the high, and naturally in Israel all will be perfect and well because it's the Holy Land. See, I realized I am guilty of honestly being annoyed with the state of affairs in our current reality of Israel. The government is a bit of a mess. Idealistically religious people who move there thinking this is the place where all their prayers are answered become so jaded and confused by the religious diversity within Judaism itself, let alone the manners and, we'll say, lack of American customer service. It feels like so much could be done so much better and that this doesn't represent the picturesque Holy Land of Israel. But then If you focus on this psalm, you remember how far we have come and where you are measuring from, that Israel was never meant to be this perfect panacea for all that is wrong with us as humans. After all, we are still human. We can get so caught up in who we are supposed to be and get upset with each other because of our own expectations for how Zion is meant to be this marker for all the world to see great things always. But I realize now that I personally, and maybe you agree, need to be more forgiving and accepting and recognize our young state, while not perfect, has come so far. We have brought it up from desert with God's help to the flourishing land it is today. The first two psukim, I think, encapsulate this idea well. B'tzeit Yisrael mi'mitzrayim, Beit Yaakov me'am lo'ez, Haytayu da'lekacho Yisrael mam shalotav. When Israel went forth from Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange speech, Judah became his holy one, Israel his dominion. When the nation was taken out, still together, as Beit Yaakov, as the household of Yaakov, unassimilated within the foreign lands, still with their own language and culture, and still representing the children of Abraham, who Hashem made a covenant with and promised Israel to his descendants, that point made them establish themselves as a holy nation with Hashem. Despite all that was going on around them that was enticing, they were still identifiable as a nation and still considered holy in the eyes of Hashem, despite seemingly being on the lowest rungs humanity can reach in society. In my recent trip to Israel, yes, I saw stiff-necked people who don't know how to wait on lines, but they are also a people that tell you like it is and who mourn with you and who, whatever sect of Judaism, they are still identify as from the same brotherhood of the house of Yaakov. Some who, yes, are just going through the motions and dealing with the PTSD from the terror in their daily lives that has probably hardened them and made them all more reactive and argumentative collectively. But there is also a collective grace and a collective unity and a bond that is still palpable as well, with a shared goal and vision, however different it might come off as. It's remarkable that we are able to function at all, quite honestly, as different as we all are from each other, living under this one roof. The Rambam describes that one of the signs we will know that we are in the times of Mashiach is when we have already seen that everyone can agree on the same leader or ruling body. That is how difficult the recognition of actually thinking and functioning the same way is. I think we sometimes take that for granted, and with our assumptions and expectations, get hopeless that it can ever be different. And then you read a mizmor like this that reminds you that Hashem took us from the lowest place and had faith in us that we were still able to be his people, to help give his message to the world of how best to live in harmony with each other and share his message. And okay, we aren't there yet, but let's give ourselves a pat on the back for how far we have come and acknowledge that we are functioning together as much as we are. Perhaps then we can move forward with all of our diverse strengths instead of letting that hold us back from becoming the best that we can be. May we remember how far we have come in order to help decrease our own self-criticism for the things we aren't fully happy with in this moment. And may this appreciation help to serve as a way to spring us forward to reach the worthy goals that we wish to strive for. The learning and recitation for this week's episode is for the merit that Israel remains a place of hope, unity, and inspiration, and a home to the house of Yaakov, and therefore one day, everyone, with peace in our day. If there is an episode that you would like to sponsor, or if you have any questions, please email me at nursenisa1@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to join the Facebook group to be aware of upcoming episodes. Please subscribe and share. Thank you for joining.